National Rural News.
Tomato growers impacted by Tropical Cyclone Debbie are busy harvesting, 3 months on from crops being wiped out. I caught up with Bowen Gumlu Growers Association's Cherry Emmerich about the recovery and this season's harvest.
The recovery's been, it's been slow but steady. Farmers are now into harvesting. So it's a positive thing that they're there now, and the quality is, it's that great Bowen quality of produce that's now coming out.
Before we talk too much about how the harvest has been, can you tell me what's been the biggest obstacle you've had to overcome?
I think it's probably just the tidy up, the clean up of Cyclone Debbie. You know, it's been a task for growers to actually get workers in to clean up and at the same time keep up with the planting for the next lot of crops that would be due to be harvested. But they're very much resilient and have all been out there working really hard and seem to have maintained it all, because they've come in and harvest pretty much on time.
When I spoke to you back in March, growers were already re-sowing and they were looking to get on with it, and sure, crops may have been a few weeks late. You mentioned the quality there. How has the quality been impacted by Debbie, and also how's the quantity been this year, albeit, as you say, a couple of weeks late?
Quality probably initially wouldn't have been that perfect produce, but it's right now. They've probably been harvesting for about a week or two now. The good quality is really coming in, the Bowen quality that shines. And I think all round, growers have done extremely well to get that produce back out into the marketplace and in a really timely manner.
And how about quantity? How much has that been impacted?
What they lost initially was around that 20%, but that is at the what would have already probably been in the marketplace, although there have been a couple of growers that have been very fortunate in what they thought they would have lost in a couple of blocks. They've actually brought them back to life and have harvested those a little bit earlier on. But quantity-wise, we're back to where we would be in a normal growing season.
Wow, that's quite incredible and really highlights the hard work everyone's done. I guess long-term, what sort of long-term impacts are there from Debbie?
At the end of the day, the growers will probably have to assess that at the end of the season. 20% loss, $100 million plus for the Bowen Gumlu area, there's definitely going to be losses for them. But I think if everybody just keeps on buying local in Queensland and buys that fresh produce, that's going to help the growers, in a lot of ways.
Prices at the major supermarkets, tomatoes, I think $8-$9 a kilo. When are you expecting that to come down?
I would think that probably should be on its way down. Somewhere in there, Bundaberg and Bowen, they crossed over with Bundaberg having hothouse tomatoes in there. So I would think that very shortly, that lack of supply will disappear. There will definitely be a very solid supply in the marketplace, so hopefully soon.
Bowen Gumlu Growers Association's Cherry Emmerich speaking on the recovery from Tropical Cyclone Debbie. That's a wrap from the National Rural Newsroom. Don't forget, if you've ever got a story, you can send me an email, ruralnews@macquariemedia.com.au. I'm Eddie Summerfield. Have a great afternoon.
This has been the National Rural News.